This podcast exists because of the team at CASCM. At CASCM, we make content creation enjoyable. We are on a mission to help leaders create content, content that will improve lives, content to be proud of, content that fosters community. We know through firsthand experience how content brings people together, and we love helping make that happen. We produce podcasts, short-form videos, blog posts, and other written works, while also providing support in website development, social media management, and strategic planning. And we would be excited to help you. Visit CASCM.com to learn more, or feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn or Twitter. Creating content, change your life. And I know you've used change in this conversation already, and they can mean a lot of times the same things. But you then saying, okay, I'm going to get on the creator side of this as opposed to just the consumption. I know you're going to consume content, of course, but now you're creating content. Obviously, I can understand, and we can start predicting why content creation changed your life because the book you put out, the TED Talk. But like, when you say that, like, what are you meaning?
Yeah. You know, it's crazy. It's like, I feel like what moves the world forward is just other people. You know what I mean? So like, what my dad, for example, like my parents, they came from Egypt to America. Like what they did is going to move my life forward. What their parents did, or whoever impacted their life, is going to move them forward. Like that's how the world moves forward. If we didn't have Martin Luther King and like all the people who helped start the civil rights, like, you know, Black people would be slaves, like still, you know what I mean? Like that's just how the world works. And that's the way that I view it. So it's like, if Tim Ferriss changed my life, I sort of now have like a responsibility to do the same thing. And like, what's crazy is that I started to create content like pretty consistently, like every day, starting from like 2018. And like, since then, I've met other like past mini versions of me. Earlier this year or like last year, I don't remember. I like some like random guy invited me on his podcast. He was like literally a college student. He had a podcast that had like over 150 episodes. This guy's been grinding for years. And like, he literally told me that like, I changed his life. And like, I helped him realize this, this and that. And it's like, I've met so many people like that, where it's just like, I understand that like, I'm just like a force of nature. The same way that Tim Ferriss is a force of nature. Like we're all here together, constantly like pushing the world forward, pushing people's lives forward so that they can push other people's lives forward. And you know what I mean? And so that's like part of the beauty of life. And it's honestly like one of the few things that motivates me. And I saw this one time like in front of my eyes. Like in 2019, I think, or 20, it was like beginning of 2020, like right before COVID hit. I remember I went to a mall with my parents. And this is a mall that I don't really like go to that often, but I remember growing up in this mall and like as a kid, like running around here. But I remember just like randomly going to the mall with my parents. And I remember like this guy, maybe he's like 40, 45. I'm like walking with my parents. He like walks up to me and he's like, yo, are you Mark Metry? He's like, yo, I've been following you on LinkedIn for years. And he like literally like details this entire story in front of my parents, like, well, they're just like, what the? Where literally, like, he just like details on how, like, he literally didn't have a job. He was suicidal. He was obese. He randomly found me on LinkedIn, started to look at my content, started to listen to my podcast, started to do the things that I did, and like literally changed his entire life. He's super healthy. He's ripped now. He had a job. He started his own company. He was literally like, dude, I'm having an audit about it. Like, I can't even believe this is you. And like, just having a moment like that and having like different moments like here and there. All that stuff has like helped affirm to me. But also at the same time, like it's very easy to forget that. Like during quarantine in 2020, when I was just inside of my house on Zoom all day, even though I was talking to other people, it's just like, it's not the same. And there were so many times where I just like completely forgot, honestly, like who I was, what I even stood for, you know? And that's why like ever since the world started to open back up, it's been a long time. It's just made everything better, you know, because we're getting back into like these cycles where people are helping each other and people are working with each other. Like we need that as humans. Like you can't opt out of that, even if you want to.
In case you haven't noticed, we love podcasts. In fact, we love building podcasts, everything from development to production. Because of all that, we're building a one-of-a-kind podcast network. If you have a podcast or looking to launch a new podcast, then we should talk. You can message me on Twitter at @Eric_Kaz or hit us up any way that works for you. Let's talk about your podcast joining this one-of-a-kind podcast network.